This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Once again, yeah. T-Hack is the one bringing it up.
I'm live on the scene. Lots of penis talk here at the Paris Olympics.
What are you doing? We're on the air. We don't...
They're talking...
I don't think it's real.
What is
How
not real?
How do you not?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you've been under a rock... We don't do Olympic coverage.
To be under that pole vaulting thing. That's what I want to be.
So there is he French? Where's this dude from?
Yeah, I think he's French.
Was he French? I don't know. I didn't
so there's
get that
a
far.
Rumor going around that this dude.
How is it a rumor?
It's not
because
a rumor, it's
I
a
think
video.
They slowed it down. Like, okay, did you see the 100 men's 100 meter, which basically determines the fastest human on the planet? Is it, okay. It's how,
because it was like the heads lined up. It's first, the rule is first face or first head to get across the finish line.
I think it's first anything above the clavicle is the key.
Oh, okay,
so if you're running and you're like, head is flung back and somehow your clavicle went through first, but it can't be your foot. Like you can't kick out. It's anything above the clavicle. So I don't think you can even put your arm out.
No.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
So. When I watched that race live. I mean that race is the one that no one will ever beat the record of.
Usain Bolt.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You're pathetic, T-Hack. You call yourself. Everyone knows who the fastest man on the planet is.
I don't like running. I don't understand running. A sport, you got to do something else. Like every sport has running in it. It's like, well, I just run. Like, well, then try to like bounce a ball while
that
you do it,
or
try
literally
to do something else.
One of the most lucid arguments you've ever made for anything. You're kind of right.
Because runners, I remember seeing these shirts, and they were like, "My sport is your sport's punishment." Right, because if you get in trouble in basketball, it's like run some sprints. Right, it's like right. That's part of every sport is you run.
You're kind of right.
Right, carry a
baseball,
ball.
Baseball, you run.
Imagine a football player is like, yeah, I got huge guys chasing after me. They're going to take my head off, and I'm running.
Okay, but nobody runs as fast as like
as Usain Bolt. Yeah. Yes, I was trying to. I was thinking of there was an American, wasn't he? Because his name was kind of like Michael Jordan. Wasn't it? It was like Michael.
Americans came in 1 and 3.
It was
actually.
Like before Usain Bolt, like in
the
90s.
Oh, the guy who was the fastest before. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it Michael Johnson?
Michael Johnson, yeah. Because I remember it was like, oh, Michael Jordan and Michael Johnson are like the two athletes at similar times.
Okay.
So I was thinking of him, not Usain.
So I watched this race live because it is one of the things. I know I swore to God I wasn't going to watch any Olympics, but then it's just something.
I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, it's normally I have a cooking show. Like if when I'm at my house, I just need something on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
You have like mood music at your house, T-Hack,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. But
like,
yeah. I'm what we call cultured.
Okay.
So I set a vibe.
You have Kenny G.
Yeah.
Kenny G is
do.
The white Zinfandel of jazz musicians. It's like, it's not good. It's, okay. It's.
I'm not okay. Cultured enough to know.
It's the California
the
role.
Yeah.
Of,
okay.
Okay. So. I have it on, and then we all kind of gathered around the TV. We're like, we're going to watch this thing. And there's two dudes from Jamaica, which is where Usain Bolt was from. And you're like, they're obviously going to win. They had a swagger about them. But the kid who did win came out, and he was just like, ah! He was losing his mind, jumping all over the place. Just before the race started, he's standing still, and he like, ah! Just like a frog jumped. And I swear to God, his vertical, his legs were over all the other runners.
Wow.
He was like, yoink, and he's 6 feet in the air. And I'm like, oh, like, this guy's on drugs. Like, I don't know what's happening. They run, Jamaican guy wins. I'm like, yeah, okay, Jamaica still has it. But they didn't put the results up. And you're like, what is going on? And it took him like 5 minutes, and finally they put it up. The American leapfrog dude won it.
Really?
He did. By 5/1,000th of a second, because he just kind of went and like shoved his beak out.
Yeah.
Like, like if you look at the thing, I don't know how they could, like how you could tell. Like, it to me, they look like they crossed at the exact same time.
Do they share a medal? Does that ever happen? Do they tie,
if they were
or
at
they
the
have
exact
to decide?
Same moment, so, yeah. Then you can, I think.
Hmm. And then they like alternate weekends and they ship it back and forth.
Yes. It's like, you get it this. No. Okay. So I don't even know why I got off on this tangent.
Yeah,
but I don't,
let's
I guess,
get back to the wiener
I guess
talk.
The point that,
come on. Now renamed to the Penis Olympics, okay. 2024 here in
because
France.
Because there was the swimmer that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going viral. For
also French.
Ah.
So the French have big wee-wees, huh?
Wee-wee.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's ovaries all over the room now. It's just like... Whoosh, whoosh.
What a good way to in like improve the stereotype about your country, though, is just to go, look, we don't care if we place. We don't care if anyone's on the podium. Who's got the big dongs? Send them. It'll help the country as a whole. Everyone will be talking about us. That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay, well, he's a pole vaulter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I don't think we can talk about this.
We hang out too much.
We do. You, I mean, okay.
It's so, true though, it's not fake. There's the
it's
video.
It's fake. There, but the, if we got, so, will you find the video?
Oh, I don't have to search.
So what I'm told, so the deal is they just, you jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like everybody hits that height and they're like, okay, raise that bad boy up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's my understanding as
and
well.
And then they just keep going up. And then if only one guy gets through, that guy wins or whatever. Well, he's clearing this bar and he gets all the way over and your...
Well, his knees hit it first.
Okay. That's,
but they're no, still later.
No, that's...
Oh,
what,
do his knees hit it first?
Because it wobbles. The pole wobbles before he's all the way over.
There was a lot of wobbling.
This is what I'm saying, Hack. It... His massive dong his is not what caused him to lose. Everybody on
it's
the internet...
It's what caused the bar to officially fall because he did not clear it. But the way that it just
but
like...
But the wobble was...
It,
the wobble...
He hit it perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, the way... You can see it. You can see it in the video. Like, the
but
moment
you're
that
ignoring
it,
the initial contact is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm focused on bigger and better things.
Does your wife know that you
no,
talk
she's not
like
allowed to watch. It's just me.
Oh, I'm playing. Okay. For some reason. Okay, there we go. I don't know.
Why would you not want to wear like compression shorts underneath?
Here's my thing. I think they are.
Oh.
Mm. Well, aren't the tights kind of, they're compression-y,
yes.
Right?
So he's so...
I would want extra room, just in case. Or
I don't
not
know,
extra
but you
room,
can't
I would want
because
extra tightness.
You need to be light, because you're going...
Exactly. Hold everything in so I can clear the bar
but
better.
I just think you want the less weight. So I guess all I'm saying is, do you think, like, if he just walked up to a bar and went like, and hit it, he could knock it off? Or would he need the initial wobble? Was it's like the pole in its non-excited state
okay.
Would probably have not
would not have fallen.
Hit,
it would have just
yes,
but he would have clipped it either way.
He would have yes, but that would have not. I'm just
I can't stop watching.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.